Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five people talking about travel experiences they have had. You will hear the recording twice. Look at task 1. For questions 21-25, choose from the list AH, each speaker's reason for choosing the travel experience. Now look at task 2. For questions 26-30, choose from the list AH, how each speaker feels about their travel experience. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I have to admit that an African safari wasn't exactly top of my list in terms of a new and exciting travel experience. But a few years ago, we were lucky enough to come into some money, so that widened our horizons quite considerably. Everyone seemed keen on the idea, so I set about organizing it. The trouble is, I'm not really that fond of animals, so I was still having second thoughts when we arrived at our destination. Still, despite the misgivings, I managed to summon up some enthusiasm for our first game drive. But to be honest, nothing could have prepared me for my own reactions. The sheer beauty of the place, and seeing animals in their natural habitat, was absolutely awesome. And everyone in our group seemed to share my opinion.
Speaker 2.
I'm a bit of a fanatic when it comes to trekking in the mountains, and I'd read an article about what a doddle climbing Mount Kilimanjaro was, and I decided to give it a go. Everything went swimmingly the first few days, the pace was bearable, and the views were stunning. We made quite good progress, and I was feeling pretty chuffed with myself, until we attempted the ascent on the summit. What no one had bothered to explain was the fact that at those altitudes, the thin air can be really problematic. I started to feel really sick and disorientated, and I could hardly walk. Don't get me wrong, about half of us did in fact manage to drag ourselves to the top, but there's no way I'd take anything like that on again in a hurry.
Speaker 3.
Actually, how I ended up being a crew member on a tall ship, I'll never know. I'm not the best of sailors, even on a calm sea, so I think it must have been one of those times when you just throw caution to the wind and do something reckless just to prove to yourself you're capable of it. I can't in truth say that it was the most enjoyable experience I've ever had in my life, and there were one or two pretty scary moments too, I can tell you. Especially when it was stormy, and the seas seemed to be higher than the mass of the ship. So, what did I get out of it, you might ask? Well, probably the fact that it made me realize that if you really put your mind to something, you do find the hidden energy and determination to cope with it.
Speaker 4.
Most people seem to have a pretty romantic idea about the Scottish Highlands, and there's no doubt you'll find some of the most beautiful and remote places in the UK there. That's why people come from far and wide to visit the place. So, being me, I had to find out if they lived up to their, and my, expectations. Well, I certainly wasn't disappointed by the scenery, anything but. No, the downside was that I went there in July, in other words, the start of the midge season. Up to early June, things are fine, more or less. But come the summer, these little black flies are everywhere, and if you're camping, as we were, you can say goodbye to a good night's sleep.
Speaker 5.
I'd never really thought of Cuba as a tourist destination until one evening a friend pointed out that the best time to visit it was now, before it lost its old world charm and changed forever. So that was that. On reflection, I suppose the beaches we went to there do look pretty much like those anywhere else. But you soon realize that Cuba isn't just a carbon copy of umpteen other places, and it certainly hasn't lost its culture. There really is something quite unique and irresistible about the place, and the easygoing attitude and charm of the people who live there.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
I have to admit that an African safari wasn't exactly top of my list in terms of a new and exciting travel experience. But a few years ago, we were lucky enough to come into some money, so that widened our horizons quite considerably. Everyone seemed keen on the idea, so I set about organizing it. The trouble is, I'm not really that fond of animals, so I was still having second thoughts when we arrived at our destination. Still, despite the misgivings, I managed to summon up some enthusiasm for our first game drive. But to be honest, nothing could have prepared me for my own reactions. The sheer beauty of the place, and seeing animals in their natural habitat, was absolutely awesome. And everyone in our group seemed to share my opinion.
Speaker 2.
I'm a bit of a fanatic when it comes to trekking in the mountains, and I'd read an article about what a dottle climbing Mount Kilimanjaro was, and I decided to give it a go. Everything went swimmingly the first few days, the pace was bearable, and the views were stunning. We made quite good progress, and I was feeling pretty chuffed with myself, until we attempted the ascent on the summit. What no one had bothered to explain was the fact that at those altitudes, the thin air can be really problematic. I started to feel really sick and disorientated, and I could hardly walk. Don't get me wrong, about half of us did in fact manage to drag ourselves to the top, but there's no way I'd take anything like that on again in a hurry.
Speaker 3.
Actually, how I ended up being a crew member on a tall ship, I'll never know. I'm not the best of sailors, even on a calm sea, so I think it must have been one of those times when you just throw caution to the wind, and do something reckless just to prove to yourself you're capable of it. I can't in truth say that it was the most enjoyable experience I've ever had in my life, and there were one or two pretty scary moments too, I can tell you. Especially when it was stormy, and the seas seemed to be higher than the mass of the ship. So, what did I get out of it, you might ask? Well, probably the fact that it made me realize that if you really put your mind to something, you do find the hidden energy and determination to cope with it.
Speaker 4.
Most people seem to have a pretty romantic idea about the Scottish Highlands, and there's no doubt you'll find some of the most beautiful and remote places in the UK there. That's why people come from far and wide to visit the place. So, being me, I had to find out if they lived up to their, and my, expectations. Well, I certainly wasn't disappointed by the scenery, anything but. No, the downside was that I went there in July, in other words, the start of the midge season. Up to early June, things are fine, more or less. But come the summer, these little black flies are everywhere, and if you're camping, as we were, you can say goodbye to a good night's sleep.
Speaker 5.
I'd never really thought of Cuba as a tourist destination until one evening a friend pointed out that the best time to visit it was now, before it lost its old world charm and changed forever. So that was that. On reflection, I suppose the beaches we went to there do look pretty much like those anywhere else. But you soon realize that Cuba isn't just a carbon copy of umpteen other places, and it certainly hasn't lost its culture. There really is something quite unique and irresistible about the place, and the easygoing attitude and charm of the people who live there.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing, and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.